You are listening to Motif Mosaic.
Salutations and a warm welcome to the show. My name is Blessing and this is Motif Mosaic. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for your time as we listen in together to some good tunes and talk about songs, thoughts and ideas and motives as we explore the different genres and different sounds today. As we continue in our time together, you know, it's just an important thing that we have relationships in our lives, whether it's with workmates, family, friends, or just people that we happen to meet in the same place every single time we go there. As human beings, we're made to be relational. We're made to have friends. And even when God saw the first man in the Garden of Eden alone, he said it was not good. And ultimately, what happens in our lives is that, in fact, in my own life, I came to realize from a young age that the most important thing in life is to have a relationship with God. You know, it's to have that knowledge of my Creator and to understand Him and to walk with Him. But at times, you know, we get overshadowed and we focus in on other things that don't really matter as much. And so the first song that we're listening to is Nothing Else. And this rendition is done by Saint, who kind of lo-fi-fies it in a way. And basically, just the heart behind the song is that there's nothing else that matters apart from knowing God. You know, at times we drift away from having this relationship with God and we start to make it into some sort of formulaic religion, you know, where we give, we take, we start to have self-entitlement, we start to put God in a box and we forget that He's a person too who wants to know us, who pursues us and wants to be pursued. And at times we have to just come back to that first love, to that first place of knowing that it is a relationship with God, to know that God has made it so that we get to know Him, for that is eternal life. We don't just come to God seeking blessings only or coming to God when something is going wrong, but just to be with Him, just to be in His presence at times is something that we ought to take in and appreciate, to know that I can sit with God in the morning and I can listen in to Him through His words, and just to know that as long as we have God, we have all that we need. Just as the psalmist writes in chapter 23 of the book of Psalms, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So I have everything I need as the Lord is by my side, and most of all, I have the one thing that gives me life, the one thing that sustains me, to be able to know the Lord and to walk with Him. So this next song, Nothing Else, really just reminds me a lot of the times when I listen to it that nothing else really matters apart from us knowing God and walking with Him, and nothing else should matter more, and we shouldn't treat God as some sort of machine that we get and trade things from, but He is our loving Father, and may it be so that in our relationship with God, we get to know more of His person and who He is, even in the stillness and the quietness. So this is Nothing Else.
I'm caught up in your presence. God, I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never wanna leave. No, I'm not here for blessing. 'Cause Jesus, you don't owe me anything. It's more than anything that you can do. God, I just want you. Well, I'm sorry when I've just gone through. Thank you. just want you and nothing else. And nothing else, Jesus, nothing else will do. God, I just want you and nothing else. Nothing else, Jesus, nothing else will do. I'm caught up in you.
Beautiful promise that we're given in the New Testament is that we are made new in Christ Jesus. We are made in his new image. We are restored into the likeness of God, because we know when sin entered into the world, we stop being like God, because we know that God is sinless, God is holy, and we in our broken nature could never be like God. And so when Jesus comes and he makes this way for us to be made new, something happens. You know, the old is taken away and the new is replaced. And what happens is that we ought to realize and understand that what God is calling us into in this relationship and in this walk with him is for us to empty ourselves out of those old ways, to abandon our religiosity and to abandon, to seek righteousness in our own means or in our own ways, to understand that we essentially have died with Christ upon the cross. I really love the verse in Galatians 2. Verse 20, which reads this way: I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So as we listen to this next song, the key message is empty me out, because that's the title of the song. May God help us to empty ourselves out, to unlearn those sinful ways and those sinful patterns. But may we consider ourselves more and more each day that we are dead and now we are alive to Christ, dead to sin, dead to the flesh, but now we live by faith. So this is Empty Me Out by Liz Weiss.
Here at your feet.
next song, the writer himself, Ryan Ellis, said this about the song as he was writing it. This song was written in a season where I was really discovering the grace of God and His kindness, patience, and mercy. So the title of the song is Heart of the Father. And it's a beautiful thing to see and understand that we get greater and greater revelation of who God is in His character and in His nature. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But the thing that happens is that Him being the same, there's so much depth to His character. There's so much depth to His love, to His mercy, and to His kindness, you know, to His patience, that we can discover more and more each day how God is patient with us, how God is kind to us, and how He's merciful to us. And the thing is that as we discover more and more the depths of these things, it is an unchanging nature. So it's so beautiful to know that as I have discovered depths of God's love in prior times, it will not change tomorrow. In fact, there's even more to discover. There's even more to know. It's in the Bible that David himself is described in a similar manner, that he's a man after God's own heart. He is someone who was pursuing the heart of God. He was someone who had his heart and mind set on getting to know the character of God, getting to know the nature of God, to know what pleases God, to know what God does not like, and to just have that in his heart and to have that passion. It's more or less like when someone is pursuing a love interest, you want to know what they like, you want to know what they don't like, and you just want to spend time with them. And it's the same for each and every one of us. Are we seeking to know more the heart of the Father? Are we seeking to know more His nature, His desires, and His will for our lives? Or are we just okay with religiously doing things and not understanding the why and the heart behind some of these things? So as we listen into this, a beautiful thing that he says as he discovers the heart of the Father, he's able to sing praises and he's able to rejoice. So may each of us come to a place of greater knowledge of God's heart as a Father, and may we rejoice in it more and more.
I've never known a love like yours. So intimate, so powerful. And I've tasted, I've seen, and nothing comes close. I've never known a love like yours. Jesus, your name is power. It's breath and living water. And your spirit guides me to the heart of the I've never felt at home like this. Just like a child, so innocent. And I'm safe inside your arms, 'cause you won't let go. I've never known a love like yours, no. Jesus, your name is power. Breath and living water, in your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. Let your praise ring louder every day and every hour, 'cause your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father.
We sing praise, God, we sing praise, God, we sing praise, we sing praise, we sing praise, we sing praise, oh, we sing praise.
That we describe how God is, how he appears, his heart, his mind, and his ways, is the word beautiful. And it's something that in all of our lives, when we look around, when we see nature, when we see just all the wonders of the world, we just gasp in awe and we say, oh wow, this is so beautiful. Whether it's a sunset, it's a mountain, it's a waterfall, it's a canyon, or it's a bug. You know, we see God's beauty in all of these things being revealed, and we're able to behold God's beauty because he is the maker of all things. He is the one who set everything in place accordingly and intentionally for all the glory and praise to go back to him. And when you sit and you think about all the things that God has done in just what we see, we get to see how beautiful he is. We get to behold this beauty and just adore him. A very beautiful thing to be able to just walk in the morning and to see trees, to hear birds, to see the sun, and to just feel the crisp air in your face, and to realize what a beauty it is to be alive in that moment, and how much more beautiful is the one who has placed you in that moment to experience all of these things. So this next song is called Beautiful by Halvey, and he talks about how in his own life he's come to understand God's beauty and God's nature in more than just the things that we see, but God being so good to us in our weakness, that God's love is a beautiful thing, that it takes us when we're repulsive, when we're unworthy, and it changes us to make us worthy of his love, and it makes us beautiful. And this is a life that we can live now, being redeemed by God, knowing that in God's beauty he has changed us, in God's beauty he has loved us, and he has made sacrifices for us to come to know him and to have eternal life. So it's not just a beauty in creation, but in so many things. God is so beautiful. God is so good, and to behold his glory is something that we can do on so many levels and in so many different ways. And it's my prayer for each and every one of us that as we sit, as we think, as we experience life, may we see more and more of God's beauty, that we may be able to rejoice in a redeemed life because we have been made beautiful after our Creator's image.
Been so good, even so good, girl. So good. He been so good to me. He been so good. Oh, you are so beautiful.
Here in your holiness, Lord, I wanna bless. So I let my heart confess.
You are so beautiful.
Before your majesty, you showed me love when all I felt was trash.
So unusual, you snatched me straight out that funeral. Ooh. I can't wait to see your eyes one day. I've been thinking about it, and it's a blessing just to think that I can think about it. I know some people been searching and so they drank about it. But for the cup I drink from will never run.
It's what my life on. Ask for a life vest. He said, son, this is lifelong. Holy Spirit driven. Had to learn to keep the bright sun. Putting God in a box like seeing Shaq with some tights on. Boy, I've been loosened by the grip of the python. I shed skin, new hymns. I got Christ on.
Here in your holiness, Lord.
Say
sitting on this plane could be my last breath. But I ain't scared of death, cause I got my God in me. And if I die today, I know he did his job with me. And I still lift up your name, cause
you are so beautiful.
Here in your holiness, Lord, I want nothing less. So I let my heart confess.
You are so beautiful.
And before your majesty, you showed me love when all I felt was tragedy. And that's why I'm glad to sing.
The next song that we're listening to was composed in the 1700s by William Hammond, and the modern iteration of the song has a slightly different title from where it started, and it's a very dramatic title, if I say so myself. And when I came across it the first time, I was like, wow, this is really something so out there and so deep and just so clear to see within the text and the meaning of the song. And so the title of the next song is called Christ or Else I Die. And when you really see what is being put across is that there is this great need for Christ in the person's life, that they're so desperate for Christ that if you give them nothing else but Christ, they will die. And, you know, it's really something maybe on borderline being morbid, but it is quite a serious matter. It reminds me of what Jesus says in the Gospel of John, at the end of one of the festivals. Jesus proclaims and he tells a crowd, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And when I think about that image, I think about how if I was a person walking through a wilderness without any water, perhaps with food, I'd be able to survive. But with water, I think you can barely go past a week without water. And there's this proclamation that if you are thirsty, come to me, drink, and you'll be satisfied. And I think each and every one of us have this thirst, this desire, this hunger in our lives that if we do not find the right water, we will die. And it's the same thing that the writers of the song, or the people who are performing the song in this case, are trying to put across, that unless it is Christ that I'm feeding off of, I will die. Unless if it is the living waters that I'm drinking off, I will always be thirsty. And it's a great thing to know that God has offered these living waters unto us. Are we coming to drink of the living waters? Are we seeking to be quenched wholly by what Christ gives us, or we're looking to other things? If I was walking through a wilderness and someone were to offer me a Coca-Cola, sure, there's some water in it, but this isn't exactly what I want. I want that fresh water that will satisfy these thirsts that I have within me, that will satisfy this desire within me, this lack within me. And I know and I believe that Christ is enough for each and every one of us. So as you listen into this next song, we may know that even though I'm a dying man, even though I'm a man who's wasting away, what Christ has given me is new and is full of life. So this is Christ or Else I Die by Red Mountain Church.
Gracious Lord, incline thy ear, my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never ceasing cry, give me Christ or else I die. Wealth and honor I disdain, earthly comforts, Lord, are vain. These can never satisfy, give me Christ or else I die. All unholy and unclean, I am nothing but sin. on thy mercy I rely. Give me Christ or else I die. Thou dost freely save the lost. In thy grace alone I trust. With my earnest suit reply, give me Christ or else I die. Thou dost promise to forgive all who in thy Son believe. And Lord, I know thou cannot lie. Give me Christ or else I die. All unholy and unclean, I am nothing but sin. On thy mercy I rely. Give me Christ or else. Give me Christ or else. Give me Christ or else I die.
If you're someone who likes to stay up to date with current affairs, a lot of the time when you read through these headlines and titles and all these things about, I'd say at least 80% of the time, the news is never good. It's always about some natural disaster or something bad going on in the world, or just something that just spells doom, no matter how you look at it. And when you look at the news, at times I stay away from reading the news at times so that I can just keep my mental health in a good place. Because when I just look around and I look at all the things going on in the world, there's just so much brokenness. There's just so much darkness. And we see that things are this way because of sin going on, corrupting things in the world. To see that people are being killed, things are being stolen, things are being broken, and just seeing how human beings can be so cruel to one another, it really breaks my heart at times. And unfortunately, because of an overexposure to these things, sometimes there's a numbness that can creep in. And when I see the world's brokenness, you know, when I see all these things going on around us, I'm just reminded one thing, and it's the title of the next song. The title is Honestly, We Just Need Jesus. And that is true. All these things that are broken, all these things that are going wrong, Jesus is the answer to it all. To say that the gospel in itself is the power to save, is the power to reunite, to reconcile those who hate each other, those who have wronged each other. In Christ Jesus, we're able to overcome these things. In Christ Jesus, we know that we're able to overcome the evils of this world. The Bible in itself, I think it's Spurgeon who says it, that the Bible doesn't offer you a life free of evil, but it gives you a way to overcome evil. That's the message of the gospel, that as we see the brokenness around us, as we see the brokenness in our own lives, truly the answer is Jesus, that Jesus is able to heal our hearts. He's able to mend those things that are truly wrong and broken within us, because Jesus is the one who has made it for us to be restored in our connection with God, for us to be able to love our enemies, to be able to love our neighbors, and to lay down our lives for each other. And so as you see the news, as you see the things going wrong, just remember to intercede, remember to pray, remember to give that grace that as much as before you knew Christ, you were just as broken. And the world more and more needs Christ Jesus, and it needs us to represent Christ to those who do not know him.
got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing. That we're needing. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and soul, make it clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety.
Motive Mosaic.